always close to me, following all my ways. May I be always close to you, following all your ways, Lord. I watch the sunlight shine through the clouds, warming the earth below. And at the midday, life seems to say, I feel your presence near me. For you are always close to me, following all my ways. May I be always close to you, following all your ways, Lord. I watch the sunset fading away, lighting the clouds with sleep. And as the evening closes its eyes, I feel your presence near me. For you are always close to me, following all my ways. May I be always close to you, following all your ways, Lord. I watch the moonlight guarding the night, waiting till morning comes. The air is silent, earth is at rest, only your peace is near me. Yes, you are always close to me, following all my ways. May I be always Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you love the you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me? Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
Have a seat. This is the season of waiting. Come and help me. Could you come and help me, Black Yankee? Come and help me. Oops, you see, I'm rubbish at candles, matches. So let us pray. We pray for those who are waiting for a cure to be found. And not waiting passively, we will wait like the scientists who are experimenting and developing drugs. We will wait like the aid workers. We will wait like the medical staff. We will wait and act as we wait. Lord, we pray. Amen. Say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not bring us into the time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Since today is Esther's baptism, I thought what we'd do is we would talk about the story in the Bible, which is the story of Esther. Because Esther is actually just top. Not this, I mean, all right, fair enough, this, but you know, just a top, top story. Right, the first thing that happens in this story is that the king is having a bit of a do and says to his wife, come. And she says, I'm not coming. So the king puts her to one side. And the hunt is on then for the next person that will be one of his queens. His queen, his main queen, his main wife. And they search, and eventually a woman called Esther gets the job. So she is coiffed and looked after for a year. I think Cheryl Cole, well turned out, well spruced. And then she's brought into the king's presence, and so far so good, and everything's great and fine and dandy. And she can join the wives as the chief wife. But what she doesn't tell the king is that she's a Jew. She keeps that quiet. She doesn't tell him. Esther has been brought up by her uncle Mordecai. And Mordecai now is walking round the countryside wearing sackcloth and ashes because one of the leaders has decided to persecute the Jews. And he is overwhelmed and aware of what is going on. Esther hears about her uncle in his sad state, and she goes out to speak to him. And we're going to hear the story. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we can. I can hear you fine. Just keep going. Who's got the handheld? Who's got the handheld? That's it. It's cool.
Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show to Esther and explain it to her, and he told him to instruct her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Hathach went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they be put to death unless the king extends the gold scepter to them and spares their lives. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king." When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this."
Is it possible that this has happened for such a time as this? So then, what happens is that Esther, do you remember what I said right at the beginning about how the king had put aside a wife? It's a brave and a bold thing to do, and she does it. She goes in, breaks all convention, and the king says, "Ah, good to see you. Here's the golden scepter. Come in, you're most welcome." And she invites him for dinner, great dinner. Invites him for dinner again, great dinner. Invites him for dinner again, and then she says, "These people are persecuting people like me." And the king is horrified, and the Jews are saved because of her courage. Is it possible that you are in the place that you are in for such a moment as this? To get beyond convention, to have the courage to speak difficult truths. Is it possible that you are in this place for such a moment as this? And there's a lot of history about people being called to speak out and not speaking out. And this is a passage.
This is a poem. This is a poem written by Pastor Niemöller. He was a German Lutheran pastor. He was a German Lutheran pastor, and he preached against Hitler, and in retaliation for that, his house was ransacked by the Gestapo, and he was imprisoned for 7 years in concentration camps. He wrote this poem. "First they came for the Jews. First they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out, because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me."
But the thing about Esther is, she does speak out. She has the courage, and she speaks out. So, lovely Esther. What a great... Yes, right behind and going, that's good. God loves us. God loves us all, even before the time when we can respond to God's love. And that is part of the Christian understanding of why we would baptize infants. about the love of God being inclusive of all of us, regardless of our ability to respond because of our infancy. So Esther Clare is to be baptized on this day, and her parents and godparents will make promises, and we also, as a group of people who represent God's people on this day, will also make promises. Hear these words from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." So all the stuff that we've done earlier makes it indicative. And anybody who knows anything about what's happening for Christians in the world today knows that what we're going to do now is a bold and a brave thing, beyond social convention in our society, to declare that you are a follower of Jesus. But first, we're going to bless this water. Now, easily taken for granted, but in other bits of the world, the most precious of things. So let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your love in all creation. Especially we thank you for the gift of water to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. We remember that Jesus was baptized by John in the waters of the Jordan, that you sent your Holy Spirit upon him, and his baptism was fulfilled through the cross, and then he was raised from the dead that we might have eternal life. So send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this water, that Esther Clare, being born anew of water and the Spirit, may remain forever in the number of your faithful children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with the Creator and the Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. So, would you like to grab that lovely girl of yours? Could I have the godparents at the front, please? Form an orderly queue. Why don't you face these good people? That'll be really frightening for you, and that'll be great. Let's go. Gorgeous. When we get to it, good people, your response is, "We do with God's help." Let me hear you. We do with God's help. Excellent. Oh, what a lovely, who's oh, see, camera moment, and there's not a camera here. So James and Rachel, you come for the baptism of Esther Clare in response to the call of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us hear you confess your faith and your godparents confess their faith too. So to all of you, do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, giver of life? To you too. Do you promise to teach Esther Clare the love of God and to bring her up in the worship and the life of the church? Do you promise to pray and care for Esther Clare and her home and her family, and will you support them as you are able as ministers of God's love? This is your big moment, gang. As a congregation of faith representing the whole church, do you welcome Esther Clare and promise to share with her what you have received, the gift of God's love revealed in Christ? We do with God's help. All right. Should I pick up this lovely girl? Are you coming to me? Oh, you are so cheery. so cheer. I know you're right, but you'll be back with him in 2 seconds. Could you just get the font? That'd be great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Here we go. Can I put in Alan Shearer? No? Alan Shearer? Shola Amiobi? No, okay, right. Just stick with the old Esther Clare routine. Esther Clare, I baptize you in the name of the Father. And the song. You're right, it is exciting. And the Holy Spirit. Let's sing a blessing. The words are up. Good to go there. So the first thing we're going to do as our fulfillment of the promises, you've got your eye on this microphone, haven't you? You see, I've met your sort before. We once baptized a child and I looked down and the end of the microphone had gone. And it's the scariest thing because it was in the kid's mouth. And the great thing was that the child's mother was a pediatrician and she just like went for it, you know, the whole Heimlich and everything. We're going to pray. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for the gift of Esther Clare. We thank you for Rachel's return to health and strength. And we ask that you would bless her as she grows. Protect her, Lord Jesus, in the trials and challenges of life. And we pray that one day she will make a declaration of faith for herself, will appreciate the bold step that her parents have made on this day. We ask for your blessing on their home. May it be a place of welcome, a place of love and of laughter. And help James and Rachel to be able to give to Claire all that she Esther Clare, all that she needs so that she would flourish and grow in your image, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray. Amen. Who would like this lovely Welby here? I bet she's like this all the time, isn't she? Oh, not bad at all. Good, good, good. Love your warm pet. I have this little girl's bottom. I don't know whether you have. Go, go, go. Sit. Go on. That's great. Yeah. You could go and have a seat. Oh. Now, quite often, one of these is really wee and one of them is really massive, so I know exactly which one's which. But these are both about the same. So one of them is something that is of interest for now. And one of them is something that is a lifetime's work to come to know and understand. What do we think the lifetime's work to come to know and understand might be, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, you're right. As part of our fulfillment of our promises, we present a Bible and more interesting for now, Jesus book. Hey, whoop, whoop, whoop. So you can give that, one of them you can give the right good suck to. One of them it might be wiser if it was put away. Yeah, there we are. Just very much. It's good. And we also present you with a certificate, which is... Oh, there. Go on, that's it. Good. Just let me make the point that what we've been through today is Christian baptism. It's not some wacky United Reformed Church baptism. It's Christian baptism. And on the back, it's got the name of all the denominations, you know, the big kids, the Roman Catholic Church, and the Church of England and all the gang. This is, it's a sacrament of welcome into the whole church, not just one wee tiny weeny bit of it. There we are. Keep that. I expect when I come round your house, framed on the wall. Yeah, I'll give that to you again. Now, it's one of the things that we do in this church is we sing this particular song. When you start singing, you're going to think, oh, why do they have to sing a song that I don't know? By the time you've finished it, you'll know why. Because the words are just top dollar. And I'll just tell you, I didn't write it, just in case you think. No, we'll join to sing. Have a seat. Now what we're going to do now is we're going to have Holy Communion together. As we go through it, I will guide you. I'll tell you when to eat the bread. I'll tell you when to drink the wine, all that stuff. But the first thing I need to say to you is everybody's welcome at this table. If you want to eat and drink with us, you're most welcome. If you don't want to, then you pass the elements by. You stay seated, and the elders will serve you where you are. That's one of the pluses. Yeah, just have a wee sit. You don't have to get up or any of that stuff. Anyway, just the elders will serve you where you are, and the choice is yours. But we would be happy and glad to eat and to drink with you. The other thing to say in terms of, since I'm talking about technical stuff, is that the wine has no alcohol in it. So for those of us who have issues with alcohol, we can all drink. And when you get the bread, you'll discover that there is bread and then there's a bit of a biscuit for those of us who have issues with gluten and wheat. And I'll tell you when to eat and when to hold them. It's all good. But for now, we will make our offering so we can dedicate all these gifts to God. And if I put one bag on that side, give it to you. And I put one bag on that side and give it to you. And you just pass it back. And that's great. So let's pray. Lord, we offer these gifts of bread and wine and money and the lives that we have, our gifts and our talents, all of them come in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. He was always the guest. He ate with friends, with strangers, with the wholesome and those who were outside. He ate with those who would eat with him. And today, the same is true. If you would eat and drink with the Lord Jesus, then this is the table. And here again, the words of the institution that have come from the Apostle Paul. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So we take these gifts and we give thanks. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for these gifts that represent the abundance of your harvest. Thank you for the gift of ourselves, our lives. Thank you for our name, chosen with care once upon a time. Thank you for the sense that each of us is your loved child and precious. And thank you for your invitation to be at this table. And thank you on this day of celebration, when we are delighted with Esther's presence among us. Thank you that you have come in Jesus to call each of us to something more. Thank you for the life, the death, the resurrection, the teaching, the example that he gives us. Present with us now. Open our eyes, open our ears, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray. Amen. So at the table, with friends, after blessing, he broke the bread and said, "This is my body. It is broken for you." "This is my blood," he said. "It is shed for you." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So when you get the bread, just have a moment and then eat it. And when you get the wine, just hold it. And then we will all drink together. This is the Lord's table, and all are welcome here. If you would eat and drink with us, then we would gladly eat and drink with you. The choice is yours. The invitation is his. The body of Christ. blood of Christ shed for us. Let us pray. We thank you, O God, for your presence among us, for the refreshment for our journeys that you give us. Thank you for high days of celebration, and thank you for being with us today, and also being our God in the times of darkness and shadow, and times when we are working out what we are called to say, and times when we need to challenge. Be our God as a guide of discernment, a comforter and a strengthener. Lord, we pray. Amen. We're going to sing two songs. Maybe should we put these out and pick up some empties?
If you're able, please stand. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I'll be with you. You will never sink beneath the waves. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you walk, your lips burning all around you, you will never be consumed by the flames. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you dwell in the exile of the stranger, remember you are precious in my eyes. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. You are mine, oh my child, I am your father, and I love you with a perfect love. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided
to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back.
You should remain standing for this. There'll be a refrain put up.
Because you made the world and intended it to be a good place and called its people your children, because when things seemed at their worst, you came in Christ to bring out the best in us. So, gracious God, we gladly say,
goodness is stronger than evil, love is stronger than hate, light is stronger than darkness, truth is stronger than lies.
Because confusion can reign inside us, despite our faith, because anger, tension, bitterness, and envy distort our vision, because our minds sometimes worry small things out of all proportion, because we do not always get it right, we want to believe.
Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Truth is stronger than lies.
Because you have promised to hear us and are able to change us, and are willing to make our hearts your home, we ask you to confront, control, forgive, and encourage us as you know best. Then let us cherish in our hearts that which we proclaim with our lips.
Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. Truth is stronger than lies.
Lord, hear our prayer and change our lives until we illustrate the grace of the God who makes all things new. Amen. Amen.
The challenge is before us, and God is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you. the glasses at the beginning.